T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Been nothing short of spectacular, and what a great Monday night game this is going to be. The little bit like the Packers defense, where they were like stacking quarterbacks all over the place, but then vulnerable against the run. You know, the Niners defense has now given up 2 consecutive games, allowing a player to have 100 yards rushing. You know, Kenyon Drake, boy, he was new. Cardinals just grabbed him from Miami, and he has 110 yards rushing, and Christian McCaffrey had 117 the week before. So, you know, when the team is undefeated, what do? We try to nitpick and say, well, what, you know, what's their Achilles heel? Do they have a weakness? Where's that weakness? And one of the thoughts we all had was, can Jimmy G go back in the pocket and play well enough from behind and have to throw for a lot of yards? Well, check that box, because he proved that he could. But the other thing is, you know, you got to stop the run. Teams that are, you're going to play Baltimore here pretty quick, and you're going to play at the Saints pretty quick, and so you're going to have to stop the run. So, you know, Chris Carson, you mentioned, is another good back with Russell Wilson running RPOs and zone reads, and so it's going to pose a problem for that defense. It's going to be another test. Can they win it? Yes, but it's going to be a heck of a game on Monday night with those two guys.
Steve, is there anything you've seen maybe specifically or just a little something here or there to maybe explain why the Niners, I don't even want to use the word struggled defensively the last two games, but obviously it's unrealistic to think they're going to play all season like that. But if you were the coach of if you're Pete Carroll, what are you looking at in those last two games that maybe you can use?
Yeah, you know, I did not personally look at it as close as Pete Carroll is right now, because they go through it with a fine tooth comb, and Quan Alexander's out now, right?
Yeah.
And so that's going to hurt a little bit, because he's a heck of a player. That was a great acquisition for him. But you know, as you play, you know, and they're the only undefeated team left, and so it's like, are they perfect? No, there's going to have some areas that they're better at than others, and you get a lot of film out there for the opponents to look at, to try to scheme them and try to say, hey, these pass rushers are really good up the field, but we think we can run power or trap them or run draws, or we can run screens over them, or we can get the ball out quickly and we can pick, and, you know, that kind of thing. So they have more film out there that people can game plan against. And so it's not going to be, who knows, it might be an undefeated season, but it's probably not. So there's, you know, they're going to have a lot of good teams with good coaches that find a way to expose them or fool them or show them something new. And but you know, let's just enjoy this run, because it's spectacular. To be the last team undefeated in the National Football League is quite an accomplishment. They don't give out any trophies for it or no awards, because we have a lot. We have back nine to play still, right?
Yeah.
Should say the back eight. And so, but it's a tougher schedule coming up. But if they can win enough games to, knock on wood, hopefully get a bye, right? Boy, they'd be in good position.
Mooch, speaking of games, you watch all of them every Sunday. You and the fellas there, we're at the midway point. If you had to vote for MVP thus far, who would get your vote?
Well, you know, so I just came back from London yesterday, right?
Yeah, how was that?
You mentioned you guys watch all the games. Yeah, well, we try to, because we got to talk about all these teams and all these guys. So we called the game in London with Houston and the Jags, and then we went out to dinner. And you know, at the time, 8 hours difference. You're all out of whack, right? So when we're done with the game, we went to dinner. We had our laptop computers on the table with Game Pass on it, and we're trying to watch all the games. There's like 8 games on at the same time. We're trying to watch all these games while we're sitting in a restaurant. But it was kind of fun. And the three guys that come to mind right now, we talked about Russell Wilson already. He's certainly a candidate. But we just got done watching Deshaun Watson, and that guy is magic. I mean, he is really special, and he's carrying that team. And they don't have Clowney anymore. They don't have J.J. Watt anymore, and they're just dynamite right now. Hey, Lamar Jackson made a statement tonight, beating the heck. I'm watching that game. It's 3 a.m. in London. I'm trying to stay up and watch Baltimore beat Tom Brady. I'm going, oh my God, it was 17-0, and if they don't fumble the punt and Ingram fumble on the next play, they're going to blow out the Patriots, which you never see that, right?
Yep.
So those are the three guys that come to my mind. Guys like a Drew Brees or a Patrick Mahomes would have been, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but when you miss games with injuries, you kind of take yourself a little bit out of the running, right? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Russell Wilson looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, I got Russell too, Mooch.
Yeah, he's a scary man. He's that guy.
I mean, Lamar Jackson, what he did Sunday night. I just wonder, Mooch, because the Niners are going to see the Ravens in about a month. They'll go out to Baltimore before two straight road games in Baltimore and New Orleans. Can Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, because I'm pulling for a guy like that. A lot of people wanted him to switch positions and play wide receiver. Can Lamar Jackson thrive in the postseason playing that brand of football?
That's what they do, yeah. They're going to have to. That's what they do now. They made changes last year from Joe Flacco and Marty Morningwig running the West Coast offense into this absolutely different kind of an offense. They made wholesale changes, rewrote their playbook, and now they're running the Lamar Jackson kind of thing, and it's hard to stop. It's hard to simulate and practice. You know, it's like, hey, anybody run option quarterback when you're in high school or college? You're going to be a scout team quarterback. And you just can't simulate it as fast as they run it. And they do have a talented football team, and he's becoming a better passer as time goes on. They're not changing a thing. Here's my only concern. And you know what? Cam Newton has just went on IR, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so Cam Newton, when he started in the league and he brought his team to the Super Bowl and MVP and all that, he took more hits than any quarterback in the history of man, okay? And so not just sacks, but hits on the quarterback, but tackles when he's running with the football, running quarterback power on the goal line. That's a lot of hits to your body. And we saw RG3 have a rookie of the year award in 2012, right? They win the division at 10-6, but then he didn't protect himself and he got beat up. And so my only thought is these quarterbacks that are running zone read and scrambling all the time and running with the football and exciting as all get out, they gotta be smart and protect themselves, or they're not going to play till they're 40 years old like Drew Brees and Tom Brady. They're just not. And Russell Wilson does the best job of anybody of protecting himself. He'll slide. He'll run out of bounds. He'll hand the ball off more times than not in the zone read. He's the smartest, best self-protector that there is at quarterback with these athletic quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson's got to do that. He's a tough guy, but, boy, you can't take too many hits. Your body can only take so much. So let's enjoy it while it lasts, because these guys are making – defenses stay up late at night.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, thank you so much as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right, Steve Mariucci, courtesy of the Dial Pad guest line. That was one thing I thought Kyler Murray did well last Thursday. He slides a second early, or a split second early, rather than tries to make a play.
Russell Wilson been doing that for years.
Yep.
We're
going to
see
down.
That Monday night. Russell Wilson loves a slide, or he runs out of bounds. It just gets on your nerves.
Poor Cam. It's a wrap, huh? He may be done.
For his career?
No, in Carolina.
Oh, yeah. They can free up $19 million.
Good Lord.
Go.
Yeah. I think it's Liz Frank. They don't know what's wrong with his foot.
Yes.
All right. I want to keep you updated on some 49ers news now.
Here we go.
All right, Quan Alexander officially placed on injured reserve. Linebacker Elijah Lee was promoted from the practice squad, and Christian Sam was signed to the practice squad. Garrett Celek has been on the PUP list. His practice window was open today. The team has 3 weeks to decide whether to place him on the active roster or on season-ending injured reserve. He had off-season back surgery. So that's what's going on at 49er practice right now.
Yeah, and they got, we got 6 days to the day, and we'll be out there at the Hilton.
Monday Night
juice,
football.
Man.
Big day for the Bay Area. Jazz coming to town, take on the Warriors as well.
On that
Same
Monday?
Time on that Monday.
What?
And, of course, the, what do you mean, what?
No, I was happy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you
were like, well, we're going to be at the, I'll be with Vontae with the TV and the, you know how you do it, on iPad.
You won't be in the press box. Stop it.
I'll be with Steiny.
Stop it. Just like Guru said, he was bringing donuts for the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? He was like, oh, I'm going to bring donuts for the morning show, and you got adamant about that.
Who brought the donuts today?
Wasn't Guru.
Danny Fry.
Yeah, wasn't Guru.
Did you have any?
I had one.
You?
Nah.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. I was on the treadmill yesterday running, and I said, let me hear what Bonte's talking about, him, Kolsky, and my boy Lowe. And real quick, Snotty, he was telling all our business, what we watch on the TV. Well, and it was just love, just singing. Well, I was Bonte Russell, just snitching on that.
There was soap
operas. Snotty loves to, yeah, come on.
Well, there were soap operas on. And Lowe was like, this is how you guys get down from 10 to 2? And I just kept the reel. I put the rat on the table and said, Steiny Guru loves Wendy Williams, and they love the real. I can't call it.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, and then,
less is more sometimes.
I'm just saying, man. I don't know what's going on.
Well, Steiny had a good time. I tuned him in. Heard you tell Ray I'm always wrong. That I had the family listening.
How do you know I had a good time?
So I could tell when you're in that good mood.
I was not in a good mood yesterday.
You're like, hey, Ray. You know,
yeah, that was at 2 o'clock. At 2:08, I was like, all right, Ray, what's up? You know what I mean? So anyway, if Kyler Murray gave the 49ers that much trouble last Thursday, does it stand to reason Russell Wilson's going to be even a bigger headache?
Hell yeah,
I want to throw my keyboard across the room. Yes.
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, man, and he has probably the best weapons he's ever had on the outside.
And he's better at being Kyler than Kyler is because he's Russell.
DK Metcalf is coming into his own. The catch he made in overtime.
Yep.
Tyler Lockett is a boss. Josh, I don't know about Josh Gordon yet, but look, Seattle loves their wide receivers to run go routes where they just go deep or quick slants. And Josh Gordon's pretty damn good at that. Pretty damn good at that.
Man.
Yes, I am concerned about this with Steiny. This is a big test. And they run the football. So if you commit to stopping the run, you leave your corners in one-on-one situations, it could be a problem, man. Russell Wilson is the real deal. And he's been giving Niner fans and the 49ers headaches for years, man. This is
Sharma's
going to
have the guys ready, Steiny, because there's some bad blood still between them.
Oh, and there's no doubt.
Yeah, I get the sense most of the bad blood's from Sherman's side.
You might be right.
Like Russell Wilson's like, hey, Richard Sherman's really still bad blood. And Wilson would be like, whatever. It was years ago. You know what I mean?
One-sided.
We're going to get these dubs.
You know, we were talking about that a little bit before the show and talking about rivalry. These teams used to be the biggest rivalry in football. And how Shanahan going to handle it and how Sherman going to handle it. I bet you the only context they talk about this game in terms of its importance, is it's a divisional game. That's why this is the big game. Because if we win this game against the division opponent, that means they will have three losses. We're still undefeated.
Yep.
We're three up with seven to go. That math looks very, very, very good. Now, if the Seattle Seahawks come in, beat the 49ers Santa Clara, now they're only a game behind with one left in Seattle.
Well,
that to me makes it a far bigger game than that these two teams don't like each other.
Right, and a lot of those guys, when this rivalry started, was because of Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll and their history in college.
They hated each other.
Stanford
and
USC, Harbaugh going for two down at the L.A. Coliseum. And, you know, the whole what's your deal game. And then Richard Sherman, of course, being bypassed by the 49ers and not liking Sherman from his day, or not liking Harbaugh from his days at Stanford. There's not too many players left from those heavyweight matchups in the earlier this decade, but it's still Seattle week.
Yep.
It's still Niner fans still get a nasty taste of thinking about what Seattle did to the Niners during that Harbaugh era. The turkey on the 50, which Richard Sherman participated in, that was probably his
Russell
fault.
Wilson was in on that,
he
too.
He was in on that, too. And it's just the cockiness of Pete Carroll. You think of Pete Carroll, he said no to the 49ers. He wanted full control, convinced Matt Leinart to go back to USC. Niners tried to give Pete Carroll the job, and he did not take it. So now he's up there in Seattle walking up and down the sidelines, chewing his little gum with his mouth open. He just gets on our nerves, man. He's just too cool on that sideline. So it's Seattle week. It means something. Maybe not to the level that it did earlier this decade, but it still means something, especially it being a divisional game.
And you would, Steiner, you just echoed everything perfectly. The math is so strong. I mean strong for Seattle, to where if they could get that win, you don't negate the Niners going 8-0, Bonte, but you would think 8-0, undefeated, you would have some breathing room. You drop this, it's ball game. The NFC West is up for grabs, and you got another game.
Got to kill these guys.
You got to kill.
You got to kill Seattle right now. Step on their necks.
I want to do the slash thing, but you can't do that
no
more.
And also, Steiny, it's about Levi Stadium and putting on a show. We keep saying this is the biggest game at Levi Stadium. We said that all season long. This right here coming up is the biggest game at Levi Stadium. Then the next week's going to be. But you got three straight home games, and you got to protect your home turf.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what kind of crowd they have out there on Monday night against the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, the one thing I will say is when you have a quarterback like Russell Wilson, if they come in here and get beat, they're still – this is where Russell Wilson will be smart enough to know, look, we're still 6-3. We may not win the division, but we can still get into the postseason. Yeah. And
they're dangerous.
And they'll be 7-3 because they're 7-2 now. Yep.
Yeah, so anyway – yeah, Russell Wilson coming in. You got the Seahawks, Cardinals, Packers at Ravens, at Saints, Falcons, Rams, at Seahawks. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But, again, that's a tougher second half of the schedule than first half of the schedule. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. What's up, Rob? How are you, man?
What's going on, son? Hey, first I want to say, you're going to beat Seattle by 20. I believe in Kyle. Kyle's going to break Seattle down. Well, look, though, y'all talking about Draymond Green and Pascal earlier, right?
Okay.
And Matt, you said that Draymond's the best defender possibly you ever seen. Have you ever heard of Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan? Come on, man, don't say that. And at the end of the day.
I actually didn't hear. You got to repeat yourself because I actually didn't hear you. Say it again.
You said that Draymond was the best defending power forward this game has ever seen.
Yeah, I said that's what Jim Barnett said.
Oh.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call. I said that's what Jim Barnett said, who played along Bill Russell, who's considered the greatest defensive player of all time. Jim Barnett said he thought Draymond Green was the best defender he's ever seen, and he played with Bill Russell. That's what I said. Yeah. I do think Draymond Green is one of the best defenders I've ever seen. I think he was actually better than Kevin Garnett as a defensive player when he was at his Draymond, what was his defensive player of the year three years ago?
And he was undersized doing it.
Yep.
And it didn't matter.
You know what, though? I don't hold that against him. And I don't like his being undersized in a way helped him against bigger guys because bigger guys are less coordinated. And he took advantage of that. No big guy, unless they had a lot of skill, could take advantage of Draymond Green.
And we don't know, and I definitely wasn't saying Pascal's a better defender than Draymond. I'm not saying that at all. But what do you think of his defense thus far, Pascal?
Not on the level of Draymond's.
Okay, no doubt.
Not
I'm not saying
close.
That. I'm just I haven't like the
noticed.
Potential.
Right. Okay. I haven't
close.
Noticed.
Right. Great defenders let you know they're great defenders with their actions on the floor. Draymond Green lets you know he's a great defender.
No doubt.
You can just see it. I haven't seen that yet.
He's an all-time defender.
Yeah, so that was Jim Barnett who said that about
that's high praise, man.
Draymond Green. Yeah. I mean, 2 years ago, he won the Defensive Player of the Year award?
Should have won it twice. But
all you had to do was watch the Warriors and realize that there was nobody like him in the league that year. And that's why, to me, during that period of time, he's a much better defender than a guy like Rudy Gobert because Draymond was involved in more defensive plays. Gobert's a hell of a rim protector, and he's getting better at switching out onto guards, but Draymond just involved in so many plays. And also, Draymond, as far as I'm concerned, great individual defender and a great team defender. He's got them both. All right, when we come back, let's get into some 49ers, 49ers football. We'll let you know who's playing, who's not playing against the Seattle Seahawks, and we'll take a look at what they need to do in the second part of the season. That'll be something we talk about. All right, here's what's coming up also on the game. Talking 49ers matchup with the Seahawks. We're also going to jump back into the Warriors, talk about Eric Pascal. How good is he? Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
49ers play the Seattle Seahawks next Monday. I guess it's technically this Monday right now. And the question I want to throw out there to you guys and the listeners. So they've given up some rushing yards to the last two teams they've played. Is this a blueprint for how to beat the San Francisco 49ers? The last two games, how do you look at those last two games, even though the first one was a 51-13 win? I mean, I kind of throw that one out, but what about what Kyler Murray did last week or on Thursday compared with what Russell Wilson can do? Does that worry you a little bit?
Bonte, it does worry me. Steiny, it worries me. And the reason it worries me
you're
is
always
they set,
worried.
Yeah, but they set the bar so damn high that through it, now you're at midway through the season and you're seeing teams have success on the ground, and now you got Quan Alexander gone. I am, you know, watching this next game to see if Seattle can gash the Niners, because if you start doing that, by the time you get to the party and the dance, your defense is not what it was when you were knocking teams out. So then it becomes, what are you going to be able to do on offense? So I am concerned. I'm not, and it could just be a trend, and they shut the Seahawks down. But I know Pete Carroll and the offensive coordinator and company are like, we can have some success, and they're going to use Russell like Arizona did Kyler and run right at you. And Cam Inman was not concerned, but I am.
Yeah.
And we'll see, Steiny.
We'll see.
And I'm going to just add this. And if Seattle has success, guess what? The cat's out the bag, and every team you face from here on out, good teams, are going to try to run it down your throat.
Yeah, Arizona ran a lot of up-tempo Thursday night, which I think tired out the Niners, especially on a short week. That was smart. I think when you see teams like the Green Bay Packers and you see the Saints, they may try to go a little more up-tempo, a little more no huddle. Also, the wide nine scheme, not to get too technical here, but the wide nine scheme that the Niners employ with their defensive line, there's a lot of gaps with that defensive line. And what I mean by that is it's basically daring you to run the football, saying, go ahead, run it. We're cool with giving you 4 yards running this wide nine scheme. The wide nine scheme is meant to get after the quarterback. It's built to get after the quarterback and rush the passer. So teams have been run on when they've run. Mm-hmm. When you think of the dream team, the Philadelphia Eagles, remember Mike Vick, and when they got Nnamdi Asamoah, they ran a Y-9 scheme, and teams ran the ball down their throats. But Niners had defensive linemen like Buckner and Armstead that can negate some of that stuff. But teams are starting to find little cracks with that Y-9.
I guess what I'm saying is, are you worried about the running game? In terms of, well, McCaffrey and Drake both had over 100 yards. Or are you worried about the quarterback's ability to run the ball like Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson?
No, McCaffrey got his – they were down so big.
Well, he took a couple to the house.
He took one to the house, but they were down 27-3 or 27-6 or whatever the score was. They were getting blown out of the water. Kenyon Drake, that was a concern, because the threat of Kyler Murray allowed Kenyon Drake
now
to really get off.
Steiny's asking.
And that's what Russell Wilson, when he runs that read option or that quarterback keeper, it's like, oh boy, we got to account for Russell Wilson. That's a problem, Steiny. That is a problem when you have a mobile quarterback. You saw with Lamar Jackson Sunday night against the Patriots.
That's a problem.
They still can't figure it out on how to stop Lamar Jackson. So, yes, having a mobile quarterback, this defense hasn't seen that yet. That's why it was good for them to play Arizona before Seattle.
And what's bothering me about the defense, too, real quick, Stan, I know you didn't ask, but the Niners got those guys that are so aggressive that they come up the field that they were throwing the screens. And that scared me. And I know Russ is going to use that. Bonte, Steiny, they're going to throw the screens to negate. I'm about to sit back here and let Bosa and the rest of the gang come get rid of the ball faster. And I wonder if that's a trend that we see Seattle use and try to throw the Niners defense off balance.
Let's go to Trey. Trey's in Benicia. What's going on, Trey? What do you got?
Man, you know what? I was thinking from like a other side of this whole thing. And I was like thinking, as crazy as this may sound, wouldn't the loss be good? Because if they do, let's just say if they do win, what's the next talk going on? Can this team shoot for perfection? So that, I think that puts more pressure on them not to lose after that. So you could say this loss could be a good blessing, because if they keep on winning, we're going to expect the Niners to try and pull what the Patriots couldn't do. And yeah. I want to get your thoughts on that.
I'm out on that, Trey, in a big way. Just because you win this game, you basically put the Seattle Seahawks in a wild card position. And I don't necessarily believe in, okay, if they go 9-0, they're going to start feeling pressure about going to 16-0. They're still going to have to win a lot of games, and they're going to have to beat a lot of good teams. I mean, I know they're trying to win every game, and they wouldn't say there's probably a loss somewhere on the schedule, but there's probably a loss somewhere on the schedule. So, no, I think, in fact, the opposite. I think go ahead and I'd almost rather lose to the Cardinals the following week than lose to Seattle.
See, nobody thinks like that. When you play basketball, Steiny, when you play hoops, when you're getting game balls for your little league team, nobody goes into a game thinking, oh, man, if we had to lose one, this would be it. Teams want to win. Athletes want to win every single game they play in.
And if you think you're badass like you've shown the world, you want to keep showing that you're badass. And I'm going to tell you this. You just asked us a question, Steiny. What if the Niners were to lose and it's how you lose and Seattle was to run for 250 yards on the ground? We'll come in here and the world will, the football world, and say, oh, no, not only is Quan Alexander out, the two games prior, teams had success on the ground. So now it's almost like not the defense is crumbling, but it's not as invincible as it once was. And then you keep going down the track. You got New Orleans coming in. You got Kamara. You don't want to lose for the sake of not having the responsibility of being undefeated. Come on.
You know what? The Niners
have to win. No, no, no.
Niners have to win. They can't think about, oh, man, let's get a loss.
Seattle is right there.
New Orleans is on their ass. Seattle's on their ass. Green Bay is right there. I know Green Bay just lost to the Chargers, but it is so important to get that bye week and get a home game that you can ill afford to lose a game or go on a 2 or 3 game losing streak. Now's not the time. You're right. No, you got to keep this train rolling.
You play to win the game.
Thank you, Mike. Or
yeah, I mean, I just
Herm.
Yeah. I mean, I just look at it from a practical standpoint.
Sorry.
Seahawks 7-2 or 6-2?
7-2.
Yeah, I just look at it from a practical standpoint. Seahawks win. They're 8-2. Next thing you know, the 49ers are 8-1. They're only a half game above.
But you would think people, and it's human nature.
So no, I don't want to. This is not the game I'd want to lose. In fact, this is the game I want to lose least of the next 3 or 4.
Steiny, it feels like the booby prize. You're at 8-0, but yet Seattle's right there and New Orleans is right. You would think you have we got a 3-game thing to mess around. No, the train could be off the track.
There's one game to lose, and I hate even saying
this one, but it's
probably Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're in the AFC. And there's no tiebreaker.
You don't want to lose it.
Yeah,
but
you don't
want to
lose
the
there,
ramifications.
Yeah. If that's the game, the lose. It's that one.
The other thing is you got to start thinking about home field throughout. Do you really want to go play in Green Bay or in New Orleans in the dome?
Mm. And Dallas, if they get it and you don't win the division and you're a wild card, you would go to that. You know what I'm saying?
But you knew you could take over Dallas. That's a neutral site.
This guy.
You remember?
That's
a pretty weak
site. Yeah.
Dallas Sega had no home field advantage.
Pretty
weak. You know that, Goo. You know that, Goo.
Ahead, Stanley, I missed you.
Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. What's up, Nick?
Man, there's no such thing as a good loss, educational loss, or none of that. Because in the NFL, it's all about home field advantage, man. If you got the home field advantage, you got that week off, you're chilling at the house, practicing at the house, that is huge, man. And nobody wants to go to Green Bay or Seattle or New Orleans in the playoffs, in the championship. That's a nightmare.
Yep.
So we got to win every single game and lock it down, bro.
No doubt about it. Thanks,
Incentive.
Nick.
Incentive. I love it.
I don't think anybody in here, I think we all in here know that you want to put the Seahawks away in terms of the division, and you might be able to do that with a win Monday. Obviously, you're still going to have to take care of some business, but you're 9-0. They're 7-3. Then you're really, really sitting pretty.
Let me check the Steiny and Bonte furnace right now. If somebody was asking in the street, Niners best team in NFL?
I'd say no.
Sure.
I would say sure,
but what's it matter? Do you really want to be the best team in football halfway through it?
Right.
Well, they are,
but
number-wise.
I hear you.
What did you say, sure?
Don't you get that
undefeated? You're the only undefeated team left. Why are you drinking the same? And I get why you're drinking, but come on.
Saints are good.
And they should have went to the Super Bowl last year.
They've been winning without Kamara, Breeze.
I mean,
maybe that's Jared Cook was out.
They're good. They're solid, man.
And
they've been there before. They've been there before. The one thing about this Niners team, yes, they're good. They're one of the best teams in the league, but they haven't been there before. This is uncharted territory for guys like Jimmy Garoppolo. Guys like, well, Emmanuel Sanders, I guess, has been there. You got some veterans on this team that has been there, but some of the core players, these young guys on the defensive line, they haven't been there yet.
Damon said something so profound yesterday that made me think of Steiny. He broke all these football, and you might not agree, but he broke the football teams down to the quarterback and coach combo. And you think of Drew and Sean Payton. You look at Dallas, Garrett and Dak.
Oh,
get out of here with that.
Okay.
So that you know,
say,
that's an ailment. You look at LaFleur and
Rodgers, you just don't know.
But what do you think of Shanahan and Garoppolo? Like, Shanahan, I'm all in, and Garoppolo, I'm not doubting him, but I don't know if he can be that. So you think about McVay and Goff. They went to the Super Bowl. So you look at
Russell
it from that
Wilson
prison.
And Pete Carroll.
Man, no, that's
heavy. You know what?
I mean, what's the criteria? If the criteria, who's done it, well, then Garoppolo and Shanahan are down the list.
I guess how confident you are in devising a plan in a big game and the quarterback execute.
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident. I mean, like, if you're just saying, I mean, you're going to take Drew Brees and Sean Payton because they've done it. You're going to take... You might take Rodgers and LaFleur just because Rodgers has done it. You take McVay and Goff because they've gotten to a Super Bowl, but that doesn't mean that Garoppolo and Shanahan won't do it this year or that they don't belong in that group. I think they absolutely belong in that group, but you're going to lose the argument in terms of the resume. I mean, we know that, right?
It's Lamar Jackson and Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There's no doubt. And you know what, though? Now that I think about it, Emmanuel Sanders been to a Super Bowl, won Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos. Garoppolo's actually been to Super Bowls just as a backup. He's been around it.
He
knows what the atmosphere is. Yeah. I don't think the big game atmosphere will get to him. He had to start that week one game against the Arizona Cardinals when they were good, and he lit their ass up with the Patriots. Shanahan has actually been there. He's been in the big games. He's coached in the big games as an offensive coordinator. So you look at some of the cores, Joe Staley, been in big games. Richard Sherman, won a Super Bowl. I mean, there's some pieces
should've
here.
Should have won, too.
Yeah, thanks, Pete Carroll, for throwing the football at the one-yard line. So I don't think the moment will get too big for these young Niners.
You asked me, Guru, if the 49ers are the best team in football. I said, sure. Why not? They're 8-0. Who are your top five right now, halfway through the season? Top five teams right now.
I'm going Patriots, just out of respect. I'm going Baltimore Ravens, New Orleans Saints, San Francisco 49ers, and my fifth would be, it's coming from the NFC.
So go ahead, say it.
No, it's not Dallas because the defense.
Packers?
No, something's off
Saints?
There. I said Saints.
You said Ravens.
Yeah, Ravens.
Ravens, Patriots, Niners.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You have one more to go.
Saints.
And
Seahawks?
I'm going to go Seattle. Just because of Russ. Just after exercise we did, Russ and Carroll.
No order. Saints, Niners, Patriots, Ravens, Seahawks.
How about the way the Chiefs are no longer considered?
They won a big one last week, though.
And their defense is showing up.
They'll be back around.
Your boy came back.
But you know what? How about the Oakland Raiders? They got a shot. Big game at the
this
Coyotes.
This is Stoddy. You going?
Sorry.
I went to
yeah,
Sunday's
you did.
Game.
You texted me, too.
I went to last Sunday's.
You were
Sunday's
in there?
Raiders
I had some. You walked in? Get atmosphere, huh?
I was there.
You were there,
on.
Too, wearing a Niner hat. Boy, back in the 80s, game. You couldn't have did that.
I could do whatever I want.
There's something really, man, I don't want to get into it.
Come on.
But there's something sad about, you know, I'm driving down to the Raider game on 880, and I'm looking, I'm pulling up, I'm driving down, I see Oracle Arena and the Coliseum, and I see all that smoke from the tailgates, and you can smell it. And it's just a Sunday morning. And
it's the greatest.
Something about Oakland. You just know it's, you know.
It's
just,
coming to an end.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad,
just
right?
Part of, you know, Oakland history, and it's going away. Moose in Union City. What's up, Moose?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Hey, just want to chime in on this and say, yeah, this is a really big game that we need to win. Need to make sure we take it to the Seahawks. And, yeah, you know, I'm disappointed that, you know, Kwan is out, but I feel like Greenwald is going to step up and make an impact on the game. And I really feel like our home field is giving us a little bit of advantage now. So I want to see what you guys think about that.
Bonte? They getting the home field advantage for the first time in a while?
They need it.
I don't know. We're going to see. We're going to find out. We got to take this baby week by week. These eight games, man. Seattle twice. I cannot emphasize how much these games. These are big boy teams,
I'm not
teams,
even looking
man.
Past Kyler now. Like,
you can't look past Arizona.
That's difficult.
They'll be back. Arizona to Kyler Murray and that Cardinals team. I mean, the Saints, the Ravens on the – oh, man, I don't know. I'm just hoping they can get a bye week.
I'll tell you what, Stoney, if they get it, they earned it.
If they get a home field advantage, they are going to the Super Bowl.
If they get home field advantage, they will go to the Super Bowl.
Because I don't believe any
everybody.
Of those teams, the Saints,
Ravens,
the Seahawks, the Packers, Cowboys, Eagles, whoever, they will not be able to come to Levi's Stadium and win a football game in January. If they get home field advantage, Niners are going to Miami and are going to have some fun in
South
Beach.
I'm
going
to sign my John Hancock on that.
Rack that because they got a good chance of getting home field throughout the playoffs. Is Jimmy Garoppolo capable of the kind of game he had against the Cardinals? Is he capable of doing that against the Seattle Seahawks?
I think he could do it against anybody.
Really?
And I'm going, Stani, I know you all, you're a prisoner of the moment. I'm telling you what I saw in Arizona is what I thought he was when he first came. And I know, Bonte, the five games when he got the contract, the Jaguars were mad. The Rams didn't have their starters. I just thought he had that pedigree from being with the hoodie and being with Brady.
Exactly.
And if rumors are correct, why the hoodie wanted him to take over the throne. I'm telling you, he reminds me of Romo in that third down conversion when he started to Tony Romo with the ad-libs and improvise, the ability to improvise when he was running, Stoney, and he stopped and he threw it. Those are things you can't teach. And I just believe now it's about the coach trusting him more. And I believe it's all coming to that.
I think
the defense
more,
may be a little more leaky, and now we need your arm because they shut that run down. Show us what you could do. There goes Emmanuel Sanders.
I think it's more about the wide receiver room. Shanahan didn't trust the wide receivers to get open on those third downs or those first downs or those second. Like, it's the wide receiver room. That's gotten better. And now Shanahan said, okay, I can go ahead and dial this play up because I got receivers now who's going to go out there and go catch that football.
Let's go to consultant. The consultant's in Walnut Creek. Hey, consultant.
Hey, guys. Good talking to you again.
Yeah.
Hey, just 2 points. First thing, I think, my personal opinion, is the Niners are going to actually stomp the Seahawks this weekend, and or this coming Monday. And the reason is this. We, I think, sometimes get caught up in the moment, like we're talking about, and we're living off the ghost of what Seattle was, not what Seattle's been putting on paper all year. And that is barely beating the exact same opponent that the 49ers are absolutely storming through. I'm not taking anything away what you guys are saying about Russell Wilson. He is the man. He's doing it. He's scary. But it's not a one-man show. And they are barely, barely getting by the same guys that the Niners crushed. Talking about that run game, I think with the tackles coming back and Juszczyk coming back, I think there's a direct correlation with the Niners getting gashed and the Niners not being able to stay on the field as long as they used to with those long 8, 9, 10-minute drives. So as soon as these tackles and Juszczyk get back, I think we're going to go see that same power football, and that's going to help us on the defensive end with those guys not running. I just got to say one more thing that Guru was just talking about, man. Man, I know we're supposed to have short memories, but I can't help but laugh at what I was just hearing. Come on, man. Last week, you were all over Garoppolo. The rest of the guys were like, come on, man, he can do it. You don't have to see it. And you're like, no, I need to see it. I don't think he's the guy. And now he's got the pedigree since 2017.
Now, hold on.
Man, I love you.
Yeah. But to quote me correct now, now that hurts. They missed me yesterday back there. But let me just tell you, he said everything verbatim, except I didn't never once said he couldn't do it. Bonte, look me in the face. You know I didn't say that.
Liar!
I said we hadn't seen it, and I want
to
see it.
I never said he was not capable.
But we have seen it. He's still here.
Oh, consultant.
Consultant?
Jimmy couldn't do it.
But now you're talking about how he had the pedigree.
Pedigree, yeah.
No,
and
yeah, I'm good.
It was written ahead of time that he was going to be this good. Look, Jimmy G, I don't think has anything to prove to anybody. The guy has been winning games. I think what you guys were talking about earlier is spot on. There is something to be said about learning under Belichick and Brady. And under all those big moments,
preach,
he learned with experience. And even though he wasn't on the field, he saw it. And I think this guy's ready for primetime, man. He always makes the big
consultant. I'm with you, man, but well, I took it personal that he said I went to the all the way.
Basically,
to the
what he's saying is you said you said 1 week apart. You
That's
said
getting me mad. Well,
he
ahead.
Needs to he needs to show he can do it. Right. I'm not saying he can't, right. but he needs to show he can do it. So then he did it. And now it's not just that he did it, it's that he has pedigree.
Right,
well,
on,
if he had pedigree a week ago, I don't think you would have been as doubtful. Did I nail it, consultant?
Hey, you nailed it, bro. Okay. You nailed it.
Hey, consultant, let me give you this. Imagine we're at a local track and you're doing the high jump. And I don't know if you can get over the bar, but I'm hoping you do, but I ain't seen it. And you get over the bar, and now I'm clapping like you did it. So this is what I'm doing. Jimmy got over the bar.
Right, but you're saying Jimmy had pedigree now that he got over the bar.
See, I go back.
How do you know he wasn't Dwight Stones' kid?
You got it. Back
pedigree.
To truck,
you
guys.
Thanks, consultant. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, consultant.
You got him a little.
I'm different.
You got him a little bit responsive.
Jimmy did it in 2017 a little bit, but you guys want to write that off.
And you're right
there. I knew he was capable of this. I just was worried about the ACL.
Meant. Yeah, I didn't know what that meant in 17 because it wasn't big stakes. And now, Steiny, I am getting overzealous because I'm going back to where he came from and who he was with, and now I'm scoring points for him because those tangibles meant something. I didn't think flipper noise was needed.
I don't know.
Because
you flipped quick. Last week goes, I need to see Jimmy do it. I need to see him do it. That's not their game plan.
Third down opportunities.
Why can't Jimmy be Phil Sims? Why can't he be Jeff Hosteller when he led the Giants to their second quarterback?
I think his ceiling's higher.
Yeah, exactly. But why can't he just be that and win games? Well, we're getting enamored with the stats.
When did he get pedigree?
I don't know if you were with me and we were doing shows when he came, but I kept saying the pedigree we hadn't seen yet in Manifest, he had to get it from Belichick and Brady. I just needed it to see him use it on the field. And 14 opportunities on third down when the team gets the ball in you, he converted 12. That, to me, Steiny, is not just one.
You know the Niners have been top five team in third down conversions all season?
Didn't know that.
Try to school.
Huh? Oh, look at him.
Try to school you all. I repeat myself all the time.
Yeah, I like the consultant.
And
as a consultant, Steiny, you give your own wages. This is what I charge. You know, as a consultant.
Got to try to back it up.
I like that.
What if the consultant has pedigree? What if he came from a family of consultants?
Did you like the high jump? I think y'all liked that.
No, it was terrible.
No.
It was one of your worst analogies.
You get over the bar.
It was. I mean, I tell you what, Low Deal had it out.
He's trash.
He may have more analogies than you.
That's funny.
Low Deal yesterday,
okay,
he said he had one about an onion.
The onion makes the burger.
He called Draymond the onion. How it just fits in with that great, tasty burger. It was something like that. I got to pull it. But yeah. Low Deal was on fire yesterday. I'm telling
415 says pedigree is intangible. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we were saying Nick Bosa had pedigree. Because he came from the Bosa family.
Oh, boy.
So we'll define pedigree when we come back. And I'll tell you what, I'll make that courtesy of Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got some people want to get in. We got the 49ers. Seahawks coming up next Monday. We got the Warriors playing the Houston Rockets tomorrow from Houston. They start a 3-game road trip. Houston, Minnesota, and Oklahoma City. Houston, Minnesota, Oklahoma City. That's kind of crazy.
I see Chris Paul getting traded, Steiny.
It's possible. It's absolutely
possible.
A lot of
money on that contract.
Wow. Let's hit up George the Greek in South City. What's up, George the Greek?
Hey, fellas. What's up?
Hey.
Yeah, it's good talking to you.
Well, same to you.
I got three things to tell you really quickly. First of all, it's not a matter of a pedigree for Jimmy G. He's been in on the hot seat before. There's nothing more nerve-wracking than standing on the sidelines waiting if you're going to get called the next play in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady could go down. It's not a matter of pedigree. And he's been in it. He's up to the moment. It's a matter of which Jimmy G you're going to get on that day. Are you going to get the genius we saw last week that looked just like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady in ball placement, or you're going to get one that fumbles the ball and doesn't have a good day? So it depends on which one you get, number one. Number two, did you guys forget about a guy in your top five named Aaron Rodgers? You guys would pick Seattle over Green Bay for that fifth slot? I don't think so. And the third and final thing is I was in the black hole this last Sunday, man, you know what? We're lucky to have John Gruden. He's bigger than the moment. He came over there. He slapped five. He looked at us in the eye. It was great, man. It was Oakland all the way.
Yeah, I did see John Gruden do that. That was cool.
I missed that.
That was totally cool. He went down to the black hole and started shaking hands.
Both of you guys were at the black hole.
I saw a lot of Lions fans. I saw a lot of blue jerseys in there. Lion jersey. What a dumb football team. Coaching staff. Idiots.
Guy's supposed to be. Patricia came from New England. Oh, I thought he man. Was.
None of the New England assistants have panned out. McDaniels, Charlie Weiss.
McDaniels is back.
Romeo Crennel. Phil O'Brien's okay. And then you got Matt Patricia. Their offense is just dumb. Why would you run that?
It's trash.
And there's one more we're forgetting. He had the. He had the big gut. What was his? What's my guy's
Charlie
name?
Charlie Weiss?
Yeah, Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, Notre Dame. Yeah, that didn't work out either.
Yeah.
Romeo Crennel, wasn't it?
Romeo Crennel.
Yeah,
Cleveland and Houston. Eh.
But those are the guys you're saying that are better at coordinating.
Have it. Yeah.
You got to coordinate.
Got to coordinate.
RIP John Witherspoon.
Let's go to Bob. Bob's in the city. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man?
All right. Yeah, I just think first let me say, after that experiment yesterday, you guys are my favorite show. Definitely. And I felt bad for you, Steiny, yesterday. That was kind of rough.
Steiny had fun.
I made it through. It's fine.
I just think as long as they the defense can attack the running lanes, they should be able to stop Carson, which now brings you to Russell Wilson. They got to try to contain him. And if they can, if they can contain him, then I think they have a really good shot of winning this game. That's how I see that.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. What's the line? Do we know?
6.5.
That's a lot.
I saw yesterday. Niners, Seahawks.
And those big dogs don't cover, man. I'm done with what I ain't been doing.
I tried to tell you guys riding me on the Raiders last week, but we go 2-2 this week in our pick 'em.
Oh.
We took the Ravens and we took the Cowboys.
We
took their Lions.
Wow.
Took the Lions.
What was the line? Like 5.5?
Raiders were favorite by 2, I believe.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Why'd we take the Lions?
I have no idea. Listen to this guy
I think
over here.
I
know why. Yeah, I know why.
Because they were coming home for the first time in a long time.
We thought it was going to be the
after
60 days. Raiders, right there, one game out of the wild card.
Let's go to Dre. Dre's in Oakland. What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I wanted to address what I think I heard. I could be wrong, but I thought I heard a Raider fan trying to address Jimmy Garoppolo. Did I hear that correctly? Was he talking about Derek Carr?
I think he was talking about Garoppolo. He said Garoppolo needs to be more consistent.
That's what I thought. I don't want to hear Raider fans commenting on Jimmy Garoppolo. Let me put my bid in right now that Jimmy Garoppolo will be a Hall of Famer. Jimmy Garoppolo will be a great in this league. And as a lifelong last.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.